由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，我们很高兴你能够收听我们的节目。
We have been going through a series of messages entitled How God Works.
我们最近是讲一个系列专题信息，这个信息的名字是叫做上帝的方法，或者是神怎样去作工。
I want to speak to you today especially about the effect of the world upon the believers.
今天呢，我是特别想跟你去讲讲关于这个世界对基督徒的影响。
The problem with the majority of people today is this.
在现今这个世代呢，大多数人所面对的问题就是在这里了。
And before I tell you what the problem is, I can tell you that the Christians are no exception.
在未讲这些问题之前呢，首先让我告诉你，基督徒呢是并不能够呢是置身事外的。
There are fewer and fewer people who really love God these days.
近来呢，真正爱神的人已经越来越少了。
Few and few who really work with their heart for God.
越来越少人呢是愿意全心去侍奉神。
Very few who are trying to make God known.
愿意传扬神的名的人呢，实在是不多的。
The vast majority of Christians just sit in the church pews and do nothing.
大部分的基督徒呢，都只是安坐在教堂里面，其他事呢，是什么都不做的。
But the Bible tells us that we cannot win if we sit as spectators.
但是圣经告诉我们，做一个旁观者呢，是将会一事无成的。
Sometimes the church reminds me of a football game.
有时教会就令到我是想起好像一场的足球赛这样。
There are 20 very tired but healthy players.
有20个是疲于奔命，但是却是很健康的球员。
Being watched by tens of thousands of unhealthy spectators.
观众席那里就坐了数以千计，但是不是很健康的观众。
Today we're going to look at the centerpiece in the life of Elijah.
今天呢，我们就要来去看看以利亚生命里面最重要的一页了。
We will find him in hand-to-hand combat, while the masses of the people of Israel were indifferent and skeptical.
他处身在一场激烈的战斗里面，但是以色列的群众却是袖手旁观。
There he stands on the top.Of Mount Carmel.
他单独站在加密山的上面。
Before I continue, I want to remind you that we are in the midst of a series of messages entitled How God Works.
在我们继续讲之前呢，让我是再提一提，现在讲的呢，是上帝的方法这个系列的信息。
And the way God works with Elijah, to be more specific.
具体来讲呢，就是神怎样去造就以利亚。
If you have a Bible, turn to 1 Kings chapter 18.
如果你手头有本圣经呢，请你是翻到列王纪上的18章。
I want to talk to you a little bit about the real recipe for a disaster.
我想呢，同你是稍微提一提灾祸产生的因素。
And this recipe works in the church or the community or in the home.
在教会、在社区、在家庭里面呢，都有同样的情况。
And it is to have godless leadership and confused followers.
就是不信真神的领袖带领着那班糊里糊涂的群众。
That is the recipe for disaster.
这个呢，是必然会产生灾祸的。
And that's precisely what you will find here in 1 Kings 18.
列王纪上十八章所记载的呢，正正就是这个情况了。
Probably this is one of the most dramatic moments in biblical history.
好可能呢，这个是圣经历史里面最戏剧性的一刻。
If I were a movie producer,
如果我是一个电影的制片家呢，
This would be my highest dramatic production.
这个将会是我最戏剧性的作品。
But since I'm not,
但是既然我不是，
I want you to use your imagination.
就请你呢是运用你的想象力。
I want you to transfer you in your imagination to the place on Mount Carmel where this event took place.
请你咧系运用你嘅想象力，将自己咧系置身喺加密山上去睇一睇整件事系点样发生嘅。
There, the prophet Elijah confronts this weak king.
先知以利亚同嗰个懦弱嘅国王咧系对峙啦。
Ahab, who compromised his faith and allowed his wicked, godless queen to desecrate the nation by entertaining 850 of the prophets of Baal and Ashtaroth.
阿哈王在信仰上和他那个邪恶的拜偶像的皇后妥协，容让他呢是用850个供奉巴力和阿舍拉的先知呢是败坏整个的国家。
And all of these wicked prophets of Baal were paid by the state of Israel.
原来呢这些拜巴力的邪教先知呢都是由以色列国家供养的。
This king did all of that.
这个王呢就是这样去做事了。
And yet when he got into trouble,
但是当他惹出祸的时候呢，
he blamed Elijah for the nation's disaster.
他就将国家遭殃的责任呢是怪在以利亚身上。
When Ahab saw God's hand of judgment upon society,
当阿哈王睇见神嘅惩罚降临嘅时候
，He turned around and lashed out at God-fearing Elijah。
佢咧一肚都系气，就发喺敬畏神嘅以利亚身上啦。
Remember, it had not rained for 3 years.
请你不要忘记，这个时间呢，已经是有三年没落雨了。
Everything was turning to dust.
当时呢，是经历着干旱的时间。
There were no crops.
是没有农作物的。
There was no food.
亦都是没有粮食的。
The country was in the midst of a disaster.
全国呢，都是陷在灾难里面。
But during the time of the drought, God hid Elijah first in Kereth Brooks.
但是在干旱的时候呢，神将以利亚是首先藏在基立溪的旁边。
And then in Zarephath.
然后呢，就带了他去撒勒法。
God was hiding him to provide for him.
神隐藏以利亚，并且是供应他的需要。
God was taking care of Elijah.
神一路都照顾以利亚。
And this is a picture of God's provision for us.
这个呢亦都是神眷顾我们的写照来的。
A picture of God's hand of protection for those who love him.
这幅图画描绘出神的手去怎样去保护爱他的人。
Those who are faithful to him.
那些对神忠心的人。
Those who put their trust in him in the midst of trouble.
那些在危难之中信靠神的人都是有神的保守的。
But I want you to look at the irony here.
但是请你看看一个很讽刺的地方。
King Ahab and Queen Jezebel worship Baal.
其实阿哈王和耶洗别皇后呢是崇拜巴力假神的。
While they're paying lip service to the one true God Yahweh.
但是呢他们还是假心假意地去敬拜耶和华这位真神的。
Why were they worshipping Baal?
为什么他们会去敬拜巴力的呢？
I want to tell you why.
让我咧系话俾你听点解啊
？Baal was known as the god of fertility and the god of the crops.
巴力咧系丰收嘅神，系一位咧农业方面嘅神嚟嘅。
Baal was the god whose worship required indulgence and sensuality.
而崇拜巴力嘅仪式咧系纵情，系好淫荡嘅。
And yet, when the drought came,
而当遭遇旱灾嘅时候咧。
Ahab blamed the man of God.
阿哈王呢竟然呢是怪责神人以利亚哦。
Told him that he was the one who was creating trouble for Israel.
竟然话呢他是令到以色列遭遇灾祸的人。
There are many people today like Ahab and Jezebel.
现在呢，在现今世代呢，都有很多人是好像阿哈和呢耶洗别这样的。
They may go to church on Sundays.
他们星期日去礼拜堂。
But at the same time, they worship at the shrine of the flesh.
但是同时呢，也都崇拜情欲的享乐。
They bow to money.
他们呢，是拜金主义者。
And they confuse the God of Mammon with Christianity.
既是基督徒，又是呢，是去拜财神的。
Just as Ahab and Jezebel mixed Yahweh with Baal.
就正如呢，阿哈和耶洗别是混合了耶和华和巴力的敬拜。
And when the leadership leads into compromise, the public becomes confused.
当领导人开始妥协，群众呢就会是觉得很混淆不清的了。
And that is precisely what was happening at this point in Israel's history.
这个时期的以色列正是处于这样的混乱之中。
And these confused people gathered on top of Mount Carmel.
这些糊涂了的百姓呢，就聚集在加密山上。
I say confused because the Bible says they were halting between two opinions.
我说他们糊涂呢，是因为圣经说他们在两种的立场之间呢，是觉得很为难。
They did not worship Baal alone.
他们不单止拜巴力。
They did not worship Yahweh alone.
他们也都不是专心去敬拜耶和华。
They served Baal in the guise of Yahweh.
他们呢，是以敬拜巴力当作呢，是敬拜耶和华。
Mount Carmel is an absolutely awesome sight.
加密山呢，绝对是非常之宏伟的。
It is about 1,500 feet high.
它大概呢，是有1,500尺高。
And Ahab was summoned to go there.
阿哈王呢，去了那一度。
The confused people of Israel were summoned to be there.
而那班糊涂的以色列百姓呢，也都去了那度。
The 450 prophets of Baal were summoned to appear at the mountain.
450个供奉巴力的先知呢，亦都去了那里。
The 400 prophets of Ashtaroth, the female consort of Baal, were summoned to come to this mountain.
还有400个呢，是供奉和巴力配对的女神阿舍拉的先知呢，亦都在那里。
I wish I could paint the picture in your mind of this incredible day.
我真的很想是能够将那个很奇妙的一天描绘在你的脑海里面。
But I want you to use your imagination instead.
但是我请你是运用你的想象力。
There I can imagine the man of God hiding while he's waiting for the masses of people to assemble.
在当时这个处境，神人以利亚他躲在一角，等待众人是聚集在那里。
They were coming from the east.
他们是由东方那边来。
They were coming from the north.
由北方那边来。
They were coming from the south.
由南方来。
All coming up in droves.
他们成群结队这样来。
And I can imagine the man of God probably hiding behind some rock somewhere.
我可以想象神人以利亚在这个时候呢，正是躲在一堆的石头后面。
There on his knees praying to God.
他在那里呢，是跪低祈祷。
Pleading with God.
是向神呢，是恳求的。
Receiving assurance from God.
也都在神那里呢，是得到一些的肯定。
For I can assure you, Elijah would not have dared to propose this confrontation without a clear mandate from the Lord.
我相信事先呢，以利亚如果不是在神那里得到明确的指令呢，他怎敢在这个时候向那些先知提出挑战呢？
This is a timeless picture.
这个呢，是一幅超越时空的图画。
Try to put yourself in the picture.
你尝试一下将你自己是置身在当中啊。
See yourself standing atop that 1,500 foot tall mountain.
想象你是站在1500尺高的山顶上面。
Imagine yourself standing on this 1/6 mile of a mountain chain.
想象你自己是在这个1/6的英里的山脉巅峰那里。
When you are standing on the top, you are facing directly west, you will see the Mediterranean Sea.
当你从高峰向着西方去瞭望的时候，你就可以看见地中海了。
On the right is the ancient fortress city of Acor.
而在你的右手边就是这个古老的城堡亚阿了。
To your left is the city of Caesarea where Paul confronted King Felix and Festus and Agrippa.
而在你的左手边就是该撒利亚，亦即是使徒保罗在巡抚腓力斯和菲斯都以及亚基帕王的面前自我辩白的地方。
To the back of you, there are the plains of Ashkelon where Gideon defeated the Midianites.
在你的后面是基甸打败米甸人的耶斯列平原。
Oh, this is an awesome sight.
哇，这个真是一个很了不起的地方啊。
But of all these historic events, the greatest event in that place is when one solitary man faced 850 prophets and prophetesses of Baal and Ashtaroth.
但是这里所发生的最伟大的一件事呢，就是有一个人，他单人匹马的面对850个供奉巴力和亚舍拉的先知。
What is the point of all this confrontation?
这样面对面的一个对抗，这样的一个挑战，究竟有什么重要性呢？
The point is summarized in verse 21 of 1 Kings 18.
那个的重要性呢，就是记载在列王纪上的18章21节那里。
Elijah cried to God's confused people, saying to them, in effect,
以利亚对着那班糊涂的百姓呢，大声喊叫话，
How long will you waver?
他说你们心迟意义要到几时呢？
How long will you wobble?
你们摇摆不定要去到几时呢？
How long will you walk with a limp?
你们东倒西歪要去到几时呢？
In fact, this is the literal meaning of the Hebrew word here.
这个呢，事实上是希伯来文原文的意思来的。
If the Lord is God, follow him.
如果耶和华是神，就应该是顺从耶和华。
If Baal is God, then follow him.
如果巴力是神，就应该顺从巴力。
I don't like debating with people when it comes to the Christian faith.
我不喜欢是跟人去辩论基督教的信仰的。
I don't believe the gospel is to be rammed down people's throat or argued about.
我亦都唔相信咧，福音系可以强行咁样去推销，以辩论去取胜嘅。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
I am the only way.
我是唯一的道路。
You cannot go to heaven without me.
你如果不藉着我，就不能够去到天父那里。
You cannot go to heaven because of your good works.
你不能够靠你自己的善行去上天堂。
You cannot go to heaven because of your money.
你不能够靠你的金钱去上天堂。
You cannot go to heaven because of anything except the Lord Jesus Christ.
除非是藉着耶稣基督，你去不到天堂。
So this is how I talk to people.
所以呢，我总是这样去对人讲的。
If you want to go to heaven,
如果你想上天堂的话，
you must believe in Jesus as the only Savior.
你一定要相信耶稣是唯一的救主。
If you don't want to go to heaven,
如果你不想上天堂呢，
then reject him.
那就拒绝他呢。
It is that simple.
就系咁简单啦。
I don't have to argue the point.
系唔需要去辩论嘅。
That's what Elijah's saying here.
以利亚就系咁样讲啦。
He was calling them to make a decision between two extremes.
佢让百姓喺完全相反嘅两个方向去做抉择。
Jesus said similar things to the church of Laodicea.
耶稣对老底家嘅教会亦都系咁样讲。
He said, "You make me sick."
佢话你哋令到我反胃。
Read all about it in Revelation 3:15-16.
请你咧系读一读启示录嘅3:15-16啊。
Why did Jesus say that?
点解耶稣当时咁样讲咧？
Because they were on both sides of the issue.
因为老底家教会嗰啲人咧，佢哋三心两意。
Because they kept one foot in each camp.
因为佢哋一脚踏两船。
Because they stayed in the middle of the road.
因为佢哋系骑墙派。
Because they sought to please everybody.
因为佢哋好想咧系去讨好所有嘅人。
Because they wanted to play with sin during the week and go to church on Sunday.
因为佢哋平日咧系犯罪作乐，星期日咧却系去教会。
Because they wanted to identify with immorality and still call themselves religious.
因为佢哋着上咗宗教嘅外衣，但系骨子里边咧却系男盗女娼嘅。
Here's what Jesus said to the Laodicean.
耶稣对老底家嘅教会话
：Make up your minds.
佢话我巴不得你
choose either to be cold or hot.
或冷或热
And allow me to speak to you bluntly today.
而家咧就容许我系去坦率咁样去同你讲。
I urge you to make a decision today.
我咧系请你作出咧一个嘅抉择喺今日里边。
Are you for Jesus?
你是不是愿意去接受耶稣基督作为你的救主呢?
Are you going to give your whole life to him?
你是不是愿意将生命完全交托给他呢?
Or are you going to reject him?
定义说你是要去拒绝他呢?
Listen to me carefully, please.
请你呢是仔细听我讲。
You do not need to be a scientist to know that people pleasers will end up pleasing no one.
即使不是专家呢都能够去明白，越怕得罪人，就越容易得罪人嘅道理。
Compromising produces restlessness.
妥协咧系会带嚟不安嘅。
Indecision creates turmoil.
系犹豫不决咧，会制造咧系混乱嘅。
Therefore, don't worry about what people think.
所以咧，请你唔好太过在意人哋嘅谂法。
Think most of all what God thinks.
你要去在意神嘅谂法。
James said,
雅各话
in James 1:8,
佢喺雅各书嘅1:8嗰度话
a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways.
心怀异意嘅人喺佢一切所行嘅路上边咧都冇定见。
There is only one person that you have to please.
只有一位你需要去讨佢欢心嘅啫。
There is only one person that you must obey.
只有一位系你需要去顺服嘅啫。
There is only one person that you must bow to.
只有一位是你要向他屈膝的啫。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字就是耶稣。
If you have never submitted your life to him,
如果你从来未将生命交给他,
I want to invite you to make a decision for Jesus Christ today.
请你今日就决定去接受耶稣基督。
I want you to know that he loves you.
我要你知道他爱你。
He has been letting you hear this message again and again.
你一而再，再而三听到这个讯息。
He is saying to you,
他对你说,
Come to me.
到我这里了。
Stop this indecision.
不要再犹豫了。
Receive what I have done for you on the cross.
接受我在十字架上面为你所做的了。
And obey me as the master of your life.
顺从我作为你生命的救主啦。
To those who know him,
如果你是认识他的话
but are caught up between a life of intellectual belief on the one hand and indulgence on the other hand,
但却是处于智慧的信仰和放纵情欲这两种生活之间的呢？
Stop wobbling between two lifestyles.
请你不要再摇摆不定了。
You are making God sick.
你不要再令到神觉得反胃，好想将你吐出去了。
Hear me right, please, because I'm getting ready to close.
请你留心听，我就来要结束了。
The decisiveness of Elijah is the decisiveness of the entire Word of God.
以利亚的决定性就是整本圣经的决定性。
It is the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation.
由创世纪一路去到启示录。
When you have not given yourself to Jesus Christ,
如果你仲未将自己系交俾主耶稣嘅话
，but you claim to be His follower，
而你佢系声称自己系佢嘅跟从者嘅话
，you're making God nauseous。
咁你咧就系令到神好反胃，好想将你吐出去嘅。
I want to urge you to stop。
今日咧，我奉劝你。唔好再咁样做，唔好咧系再令到神咧好想将你吐出去啦。
And turn your life to Jesus Christ.
请你咧系将你生命、将你嘅主权都交俾耶稣基督。
He is your only hope.
佢系你唯一嘅盼望嚟嘅。
He is your only way to salvation.
佢系你唯一能够得到救赎嘅方法。
He is your only way to heaven.
佢系唯一能够让你咧系通向天堂嘅嗰条嘅道路。
Will you turn to him tonight？
你愿唔愿意转向佢去接受佢咧
？And if you have done that, I want to pray with you。
如果你愿意嘅话，我要同你咧系一齐去祈祷。
Our heavenly Father，
我哋天上嘅父亲
，I thank you for this word。
我咧系非常之感谢你嘅话语。
I thank you for this message。
非常之多谢你嘅信息。
I thank you that Jesus died for me on the cross。
感谢耶稣基督为我咧系死喺十字架上边。
To pay for my sin and the wages of my sin。
感谢佢咧系为咗我去还清我一切嘅罪债。
And now I pray, Lord Jesus, that you come into my life。
而家主耶稣，求你现在就进入我嘅生命里边。
I repent of my sins.
我愿意咧系认罪去悔改。
I receive you as my savior.
愿意咧系接受你作为我嘅救主。
And I'm ready to obey you as my lord.
并且咧系接受你作为我生命嘅主宰。
Give me the strength and the power to do so.
求你系赐俾我力量，让我咧系能够做得到。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名去祈求。
Amen.
阿门。亲爱的听众朋友，我们这一集的天路导向来到这里。如果你对这一集有任何的意见或者疑问，又或者在读经的时候有一些心得想和我们分享，都欢迎你是来信给叶朗天和麦克牧师的。信封面只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。好了，我们今集时间来到这里，下集再会。